Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Lillis. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Howie Goss. Batting seventh. The shortstop, J.C. Hartman. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dick Drott. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a pop-up towards short. Hartman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Hartman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lillis takes first base on ball four. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Spangler is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lillis moves to second. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Warwick now playing left field. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Santo strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rogers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Landrum strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Hartman batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hartman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lillis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lillis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brock. Lillis reaches second base with a double. Drott moves to third. Carl Warwick batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Warwick takes first base on ball four. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Draw tags and scores. Lillis tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hubbs moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Goss is 0 for 1 in the game. Goss hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartman hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Landrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Landrum bunts towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogers moves to second. 1 out. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Schaefer is 0-for-1 in the game. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Larry Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Drott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Drott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lillis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Warwick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Warwick hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hubbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams is hit by the pitch. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Williams steals second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo strikes out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Banks for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Aspromonte batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Landrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Landrum hits a fly ball into left field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Rogers. The throw from Bateman and he is out, Lillis applying the tag. Two outs. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Schaefer is 0 for 2 in the game. Schaefer hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0 for 2 in the game. Goss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goss for the out. One out. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hartman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob will pinch hits for Larry Jackson. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Will hits a line drive towards first. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Drott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Drott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lillis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Warwick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Warwick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ken Johnson now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Santo moves to second. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Rogers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Landrum is 0 for 2 in the game. Landrum hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 1, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Colt Stadium in Houston.